Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to do your quiet time with God daily. After listening to Turning Point, pray more on your own as long as you can. Engage in whatever faith prophetic action we may be asked to take for the day. They work wonders. Then rebroadcast this to your contact. Let what is blessing you bless everyone connected to you. Let's spread the good news all over. Welcome also to Sunday, the 23rd day in March 2025. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. I speak peace over your life. Whatever challenge or challenges anyone may be going through now, I prophesy, peace be still in Jesus' name. If you can do this where you are now, let's take this prophetic action. If you cannot, then receive the prayers when you are able. Please do it, carry out the prophetic action. Put your index finger in the water and make a sign of the cross on your forehead. In fact, you can use the anointing oil if it's with you there. Make a sign of the cross on your forehead. Cross is a symbol of suffering as well as of victory. I prophesy, from today, your victory is established. From today, every form of suffering ends in your life. Physical suffering in form of aches and pain, financial sufferings in form of needs and lack, emotional sufferings in form of fear, anxiety, frustration, and depression. The cross of Jesus Christ cross them out of your life, your spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' name. They are crossed out. I said they are crossed out. You shall no longer suffer what Jesus died to suffer for on your behalf. You shall no longer suffer from sicknesses and diseases, barrenness, delays, setbacks, losses, instability, abuses, embarrassment, redundancy, idleness, fear, tears, rejection, oppression, including untimely death. The cross of Jesus on Calvary cross them out of your life. You will enjoy your redemptive grace and power and privileges. No power will overcome the cross in the name of Jesus. Now the mark of the cross is on you. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 17, Paul the apostle said, henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus. So I declare you trouble free. You are hereby marked out for blessings, help, and assistance. You are marked out to flourish and blossom. Jump up three times gently where you are and say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Yes, receive it. Remember all the time that the mark of the cross is on you, though invisible, but is real in the name of Jesus Christ. No power of the enemy will overcome you anymore. The mark of Jesus Christ is on you. Say amen. I receive it. March 23, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. I bless the womb from where you came and the seed from where you came. Happy birthday. May the Lord bless you. Right? Let's go to the teaching and counseling segment. Listen and apply. First one today. Good morning, our indefatigable daddy and my TPGF family. My closest friend of over 50 years lives abroad. When I visit her, I eat and drink freely. But when she visits us here in Nigeria, she will come with her bottles of water and will not eat. I'm sure she does not wear the clothes I give as gift. I'm a minister of God, and I have never been engaged in any occultic practice. What could be her reasons? I wanted to ask her, but my family members prevail on me not to. It hurts me, and I hate to pretend. The husband also behaved that same way. More anointing, sir. Wow, it has nothing to do with you. It is all about them. There are people who don't trust anyone at all, out of fear of being charmed, poisoned, or killed. You know, according to 2 Timothy 1:7, fear is a spirit. It possesses people. It might also be out of their doctrinal background and they have been abroad for many years might not make them trust our water here or even the food, even though they left from here before they traveled. And you know, different people with different perception, character, beliefs, and ways of life. For me, I see nothing wrong if you ask her, not confrontationally or in anger, but in a friendly manner. You could say, friend, what happened? You neither take our water or eat the food. Why? This is bottled and branded water. You will hear what she has to say, and so put your mind at rest. If she's still around, please discuss it in a friendly manner. Next, good morning, Pastor. Please, what can be the reason or the cause why somebody is not being able to receive the Holy Ghost baptism despite deep desires and prayers for decades? Wow. Deep desires and prayers for Holy Ghost baptism for decades. I once did a teaching on receiving the Holy Ghost baptism with the evidence of speaking in tongues on this platform, and actually led people to receive the Holy Ghost baptism, and they spoke in tongues for the first time online. Anyone remember? Please, if you can search for that ministration on your Telegram, please send it to us or even forward the message to us so that we can repost it, because many have not joined us that time. It's been quite a while now. Holy Ghost baptism with the evidence of speaking in other tongues is for all believers genuinely born again. The reason many people are not experiencing the Holy Ghost baptism is lack of correct teaching on the subject, or the fear, anxiety, doubt, and unbelief. All this will be removed with proper teaching. It is received by faith, just as we receive salvation by faith. So, believe that the Holy Spirit is already in you, then suspend your intellects and let the Spirit of God already in you at salvation express thanksgiving and appreciation to God by passing your intellects, but using your vocal cord, that is your voice, to praise and express thanksgiving to God. That, in a nutshell, is how to get inaugurated into the Holy Ghost baptism, speaking in other tongues. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 2 to 4, Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39, and Acts 19, verses 1 to 6. All listeners, find time to read those passages for more understanding. Next, good day, Daddy, and thank you for this platform. I want to respond to the person who went visiting to the U.S. He has just proved and joined himself to the trouble that President Donald Trump is fighting illegal immigrants. Why will he refuse to return home? After the visit, we should begin to do what is right, go through the legal route and stay. Wow. Thank you. That's what I also said. Go legally. Stay if that is what you want to do. Nothing is wrong relocating to another country. Nothing. But please do it legally. Next, these are comments on palliative distribution and preparation. First one, wow, Daddy, the Feed the Poor team worked fantastically well, very rigorous and time-consuming. I watched the video as God lives and His Spirit is alive. From you, Daddy, to the list of the workers, you shall receive a good reward. It was a Herculean task. Thank God for the incredible service. Wow. Thank you. And please, let's thank, and you know what? Those people are volunteers. We made announcement for the volunteers and they came. They worked so hard for many days. Next, good afternoon, sir. I watched the video of palliatives. The whole thing was well organized. Thanks for the committee in charge and all the donors. May God bless you, especially our daddy, Femi Emmanuel. More grace for the ministry. Wow. Thank you. But let us pray and thank God more for the donors and the committee members. They made it happen. Next, well done, everyone. Well done, Daddy. More anointing, more strength, wisdom, and understanding. We will not miss heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Next, Good morning, Daddy. I went through the Care and Share project video. I was moved. A very well done for the video clip. God will sustain the project distribution to be a great success without any hitch. Amen. Oh, that is what we are also praying, and we are taking all the precautionary measures so that we don't have stampede as it has happened in some other places, so that our good deeds will not be ill spoken of. TPGM members all over the world, please pray along with us. Next, I just finished watching the Feed the Poor and the Hungry video. I am very impressed, and I feel very happy and proud to be a part of this commission. The Lord will continue to bless and increase you, Daddy, and the entire team. Wow, like I said, help me to thank and pray for the donors and the team, the palliative committee team. They were the one that did the job. Thank God for the process. After the feeding and the distribution of the palliative next Friday, the media will also send a video clip to all of us. I want TPGM members and donors to see what God is using all of us to do in our generation. Thank you, TPGF. We give all the glory to God Almighty. The welfare account is still open, as we want it to be an ongoing project. And as I said yesterday, the vision is more than just giving people food. We want to empower them so that they can be able to stand on their own, earning a decent living. We want to send the young ones that are willing back to school and also do medication for those who need medical attention, including surgery. Please, people are really suffering down here. May God reward all of us for the good job we are doing, touching the life of the poor, the needy, the physically challenged, and the sick. The account, again, for Turning Point Welfare is still on. Zenith Bank, Welfare, account number 101-7238-378. Do as God gives you the grace to do. If you have sent before, and you can send again, it's an ongoing thing. Let's send again and again. And if you have not already done so, please do so. TPGF members in diaspora, use the PayPal and the HSBC account to do your own as God gives you the grace. Sunday is a good day to pay our tithe and sow our seed. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. I speak to everyone's lives again today. Be blessed, be lifted, and be divinely covered. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.